This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations have halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced a ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire on Saturday. The Russian Defense Ministry said earlier in a statement it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces for Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast, and for the eastern city of Volnovakha. But a city official reported that shelling continued in this area Saturday, despite the deal, a sign of the fragility of efforts to stop fighting across the country. The number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million. Meanwhile, the Russian attacks continue. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million as the war continues to rage throughout the besieged country. Arriving in Romania with just the clothes on her back, Ukrainian refugee Lena Nesterova remembers the hour her fate was sealed.
It was the 24th of February, 5:34. We live in the central part of the city with the top, and here are the bombs in Kyiv. We take daughter, dog, only documents, and left.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, believes the final number of people fleeing could be as high as 4 million.
When we started, I thought, well, maybe this is, you know, God forbid we reach that figure. It's a lot, but now I'm getting worried that we will.
I'm Karen Chamas.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned on Saturday that Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine as participation in the war there, while Ukrainian officials blamed Russian shelling for breaching a ceasefire arranged in two cities to evacuate civilians. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan rose to 62 people overnight, as police said Saturday they would try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Police also released CCTV footage of Friday's attack showing a man dressed in a traditional tunic shoot two policemen as he entered the mosque in Peshawar. He then detonated a suicide vest packed with ball bearings that ripped through the building. The space was crowded with people as Friday prayers were about to start. The Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for the attack. The Peshawar police chief, Muhammad Ijaz Khan, told AFP that the dead include seven children below the age of 10. It was the deadliest attack since July 2018, when a blast at an election rally killed 149 people and was also claimed by the local chapter of the Islamic State group. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency on Saturday said after talks in Tehran that they had agreed on an approach to resolve issues crucial in efforts to revive the country's 2015 nuclear deal. The announcement came shortly before Russia said it would seek guarantees from the United States before it backs the deal. That's a factor which might delay any final results. IAEA chief Rafael Grossi said the UN agency and Iran did have a number of important matters that needed to be resolved, but they had now decided to try what he called a practical, pragmatic approach to overcome them. Mohammad Islami, president of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, said the two sides are due to exchange some relevant documents by May 22nd. MasterCard and Visa are suspending their operations in Russia. It's the latest blow to Russia's financial system after its invasion of Ukraine. MasterCard said Saturday that its cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported by its network, and any card issued outside the country will not work at Russian stores or ATMs. Visa said it's working with clients and partners in Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. Many other companies around the world have also made moves to up the financial pressure on Russia and its people because of the attacks on Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.